Good morning. Good morning, good morning. It's Martine here, checking in to say hi and talk about heart friendships, heart friends. We've been looking at the friendship circles, and today I just wanted to jump on and talk about what a heart friend is. And I've got five indicators of a heart friendship for you, but let's just chat first about what a heart friend is. Heart friends are those that you can talk about anything and everything with. You may or may not meet up with them every day, but it doesn't matter because the strength of your friendship is not determined by how frequently you meet up. It's that deep heart connection that you have, that chemistry that you feel whenever you're together, that amazing space where you chat after a month of not touching base, and it's like you were never apart, right? It's that special space. Values, trust, and reliability. Heart friends are friends that have similar values to you. That's a whole nother exercise that I really want to talk to you guys about. Having a values-based friendship, making value-based decisions, it's an amazing space. It takes your life to a whole nother level. I'm in the middle of creating a mini course that you can walk through, that you can do to help you determine what your values are, because making decisions is so much easier. Decisions about everything. Everything. It brings you incredible peace to be completely aligned in your life with your values. And the great thing about spending an hour on working out what they are, it's not a difficult process. It's just something that you invest some time into, right? You just put aside an hour to do it. The wonderful thing about that is that once you have worked it out, that maybe spirituality is one of your highest values, maybe fun is one of your highest values, then when you come to make a decision about where you work, or you meet, five new, you go to a new hangout and you meet five new girlfriends, you meet five new girls, and you go, wow, they're just awesome people. I'd love to have in my life. What's really great is when you know that you might be someone who ethics is a really high value for you, or wholeheartedness might be one of your top five values. What you do in that space is you've met these five girls and you go away and you think, okay, who lines up with those five values? Can I see this, this, and this in those spaces? And it is amazing how cut and dried, if I can say that. I know choosing friends is an emotional thing, but it's amazing how clinical it can help you be, how objective, that's probably the best word, because friendships aren't clinical. They're not cut and dried. But we do need to make decisions that are based on solid facts, to help us to protect our heart, to give us the best advice, our own advice moving forward. So, anyway, I'm getting off track because I love this topic of values. I love when I worked out my values, it just made everything super clear. The things that are subconscious that we live by are great, but when it becomes super useful for us is when we bring that subconscious information up into our conscious mind. I liken it to the coffee table that you may have in front of you right now, or maybe a dining room table, or maybe your office desk, right? Some form of table that you have in front of you. Imagine what's underneath the table. What's subconscious in your life is underneath the table. You don't get to see it, but it's all there, right? But when you find something underneath and you bring it up and put it on, I like to call it your workbench. Like your mental and emotional workbench. When you put it on there, you're able to look at it, ask questions, be curious, inspect it. And in that process, you begin to understand things about yourself. Your self-awareness hugely increases. And what you're aware of and what you can name, you can manage. That's a powerful place to live for yourself. That's an incredible place of empowerment in your own life, right? So when you examine the values that you're subconsciously already making decisions via, like you're already using your values, you have every day of your life so far, you've used your values to make the decisions that have got you to where you are already. That happens automatically. But when you're able to stop for a minute or maybe an hour, it would take you an hour to ask yourself some questions and just to think through what is most important to you. What's happening is you're bringing it up and putting it up on your mental workbench, your emotional workbench, and you're going, okay, in this situation, I value this and this and this and this and this and this. And then clarity comes. I like to work with your top five. You can always have your top three. You can always know what they are. You'll always have your top 10. But what's great and empowering and brings peace and clarity and wisdom is knowing what those top three or top five are and making decisions around which friends you pick, which jobs you pick. You might be in a job and it's not working for you anymore. You know, your values will help you understand whether you need to move on, whether you need to do hard things and stick it out and come up with a strategy and a plan in that space to be able to honor your values, but stay the course and do it differently, whatever that may look in that, you know, creating a creative solution in that space, but still honoring your values. So your values is powerful. It's powerful. So getting back on topic, heart friends are friends that have similar values to you. It's very hard. There's a proverb that says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And it's an incredible truth. It's very hard to walk side by side with someone when there's no agreement, when there's no alignment. Your heart friends in your life, if you stop and think, they will be the friends that have similar values to you. Even if you couldn't name your values right now, again, you're living out of them subconsciously anyway. So these are your heart friends, are the relationships where trust and reliability are really high. Your heart friends always go the extra mile for you. But here's the deal. It's good in this space right now to acknowledge that the risk of feeling hurt and pain and grief is at its highest in your heart friend circle and in your best friend circle. These are the friendships that you hold closest to your heart. Risk, hurt, pain, grief are always going to be higher in the friendships and the relationships you hold close to your heart. But always remember that this risk, it's so real because you have also given yourself the opportunity of feeling such great love. Without great risk, you can't have great reward, can you? And the deal is, if you open yourself up for great love, you're opening yourself up for great hurt. And that is not to stop you. That is to help you strategize and to help you understand your process of how do you get your heart healed in a space when it gets hurt, right? So I do go into more detail around the type of friends in the friendship circles. So you've probably realized that a portion of your friends come and go. In some cases, your interests change as you get older. In other cases, something happens that forces you to part ways with those you once considered friends. And sometimes you reposition the hobbies and the community groups or the contexts that brought you together. As your seasons change, there is one circle of friendship that remains, and these are your heart friends. So here's five indicators of a heart friendship. This isn't an expose today on heart friends. This is some information, and you can dive deeper into this. You can always go to my website, martinetrinder.com. There's more information there around each of the friendship circles, and there's other information articles there to help you with your relationships in life. So, number one, a heart friendship withstands disagreements. Anybody you consider a heart friend can attest to the fact that disagreements always happen, like they're going to happen. But that heart friend can also confirm that your bond withstands those disagreements. Heart friends know that regardless of the differences or disagreements, the foundation of the relationship still exists. A sign of heart friendship is when two people continue to live well with each other after a disagreement. They're the ones who have got your back, and they don't leave you when you don't agree with them. It's a powerful relationship to have in life, who's in it for the long haul with you. They're not put off by the fact that you don't agree with them. They'll stay with you and work it through and find that place where you can still be aligned and walk together, right? Number two, heart friends keep it real. I love this. I love that about heart friends. The beauty about heart friends is that there is rarely any pretense. Heart friends feel safe to share their vulnerabilities with each other. I've just finished reading a book by Brené Brown, The Power of Vulnerability, and it's so cool in there. She talks about wholeheartedness, and this is definitely, keeping it real is about wholeheartedness. Transparency, vulnerability, these are good words. Honesty, you know, honesty is like a superpower in a heart friendship. Honesty is the glue that keeps a heart friendship together, right? Heart friends trust that they can hang all their quirky bits and pieces out there and they are accepted by you. That's what a heart friend is. That's what you get in a heart friend. Your heart friends hardly worry about what you think of their actions or behaviors. They know that if there's one person in the world who understands them, it's you. And you know the same thing. You know that they don't worry about how you behave and if you wear bunny ears around the house, you know, or if you have certain quirky behaviors, like the first thing you do when you get home is take your bras off. Like, girlfriends, they know. They know this stuff. They know that about you and they love you anyway. You don't wear makeup all the time, right? You have blah, blah days and you're not always good. Sometimes you're not great and you're happy to share that stuff. You keep it real when you're having a bad time. It's also safe to say that your heart friends avoid sugarcoating anything they're saying to you. Wow, opinions as real as it gets. I truly value the people in my life that I always know where I stand with. They're always honest with me. They tell me things I don't want to hear. That friend is priceless. That friend is gold. That friend is the real deal. You find incredible safety, emotional safety, with someone who will lovingly and empathetically look you in the eyes and say, I love you, but this is how I'm feeling right now. This is what's real for me right now. And I'm not asking you to change. I'm not trying to control you. I just need to give you this information so that I can be true to myself and true to you. I mean, friends like that are priceless. Number three, confidentiality is respected. When the matter of confidentiality comes up, you can tell a heart friend by whether your request for that confidentiality is respected. Heart friends acknowledge the importance of maintaining your trust. With heart friends in your life, you can feel comfortable sharing your deepest secrets. Your secrets will be just as safe with heart friends as they are when you keep them to yourself. That's how precious a heart friend is. Your private space is important to you, and a heart friend gets that. They understand when to step aside and give you the time you need, and they do this without feeling offended. They are the ones that lock down all the things that are important to you. Number four, support is unconditional. Okay, so I just had a blip. It's true that friends sometimes have different interests and beliefs, but even when viewpoints are different, heart friends still offer each other support. Friends usually offer advice to each other, and even when the advice you get is different from what you want to hear, you know it's coming from a genuine sentiment. If you need someone to lean on when you're going through a rough spot, your heart friends, they know, they instinctively know. They'll show up when you least expect it and bring loads of hugs with them. And achievements are celebrated. It's unlikely that you will find a heart friend who doesn't celebrate your achievements. I love that. The questionable friends that you have may feel envious of your success, but heart friends get just as excited as you do about your victories. You'll likely even find a heart friend helping you prepare for an upcoming job interview. Even if it's a success they want for themselves, they're happy just knowing you stand a good chance of being the victor. Heart friends take the time to congratulate you. They give you gifts. They treat you to dinner. They make other special gestures. They like to show you that they care. They're genuinely for you in all the ways that are important. They want what's best for you. That's their agenda in life. So who are yours? Who are your heart friends? Have you identified anybody who embodies a heart friend after looking at these indicators, after hearing and thinking through them? Maybe one or two or even a few. There is no magical number here, okay? There is no right number of heart friends to have. No matter what Hollywood tells you, there is no magical number. There is no right number. So you need to give yourself permission to have as many or as few as you have. If you have some, latch onto them as long as you can. Invest your time, in heart and money into them. Connect, invest, empathize with them, offer them safety, love them. A genuine heart friend can be difficult to find and certainly one to be treasured, absolutely treasured when you do. You'll have great joy when you nurture your heart friendships. Friendships work both ways, remember, so commit to being the kind of friend to others that you want them to be with you. Well, that's it today. Signing off for now, and I'll catch you on the next episode. I wish you all the heart friends that your heart desires in the world. All right, sending you hugs, virtual hugs. Love, Martine. Bye.